It's Thursday, April 25th, AD 2024. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that Christians are facing more persecution in the Hindu-majority nation of Nepal. The increased persecution appears to be bleeding over the border from India, where Christians face high levels of persecution. Hindu nationalists in India are now sending funds into Nepal, leading to more violence against Christians. This has only made the work of Christian evangelism more dangerous across the country. Last week, Argentina's Senate approved a law to make October 31st a national day of evangelical and Protestant churches. The South American country is about 15% evangelical and has over 25,000 Protestant churches. Christian Hooft is the president of the Christian Alliance of Evangelical Churches of the Republic of Argentina. He said, quote, "To declare October 31st as the National Day of Evangelical and Protestant Churches is to recognize the importance of this religious tradition in Argentinian history and society," end quote. On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the door of the Catholic Church in Wittenberg, Germany, objecting to the 95 ways the Catholic Church had strayed from biblical teaching. That was a milestone moment that marked the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. The Global Christian Forum held its fourth gathering in Ghana, West Africa last week with hundreds of participants from 60 countries. The conference noted the geographical shift in the center of Christianity. In 1900, 82% of Christians lived in the global north, across countries in North America and Europe. Now, 67% of Christians live in the global south, across countries in South America, Africa, and Asia. Plus, 44% of Protestants now hail from Africa. Psalm 22, verses 27 through 28 says, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations." In the United States, the Senate passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill yesterday. President Joe Biden signed it within hours of passing. The package gives $60 billion to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, and $8 billion to U.S. partners in the Indo-Pacific, like Taiwan. The legislation also moved to ban TikTok, a social media app owned by a Chinese parent company. The United States is giving the company a year to sell the app, or it will be banned in America. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in another abortion case. The Biden administration is challenging Idaho's law banning nearly all abortions. The administration is trying to argue that the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act allows abortions in medical emergencies. However, justices appeared skeptical that state abortion bans violate the federal law. A decision is expected in June. A new survey from the American Association of Retired Persons found about a quarter of U.S. adults do not think they will be able to retire. Many older Americans are staying in the workforce due to a lack of retirement savings. The group noted, quote, "Everyday expenses continue to be the top barrier to saving more for retirement, and some older Americans say that they never expect to retire," end quote. Proverbs 23:5 says of toiling for wealth, "When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven." Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee signed a bill recently to ban discriminatory debanking. The law prohibits major banks and insurance companies from closing someone's account simply for their political or religious views. Tennessee State Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson said, quote, "We will not allow big corporate banks to discriminate against consumers for their religious or political views. This troubling trend will not be tolerated in Tennessee," end quote. And finally, the U.S. House Majority Leader gave glory to God in a recent interview. Steve Scalise, the Republican congressional leader from Louisiana, returned to the House in February after battling blood cancer. During a Tuesday interview on EWTN News Nightly, he said the cancer is in remission.
For so many people that are watching that said prayers and offered just true, genuine support, I can't thank everybody enough, because you feel that, you know, when you're going through things. And thank God, you know, God performed a lot of miracles and answered a lot of prayers.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 25th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.